We are on the line right now with Matthew Mosley, who is actually talking to us from the Sinai. He just went there after being in Israel and swimming the length of the Sea of Galilee from the north to the south. Matthew, how are you?
Thank you very much. I'm doing terrific and doing great. Looking out over the Blue Lagoon right now as we speak, you might even be able to hear the waters.
You really like waters. So tell us a little bit about this feat that you did with the Sea of Galilee.
You betcha. I came out and came over to swim and organized a swim with the Galilee Marathon Swimming Association and Guy Cohen and crew. And just want to say a hearty thank you to them for putting the swim together and arranged for a support boat and observer to document the swim. It was 20.5 kilometers that I swam in 7 hours and 24 minutes. So that made me the 38th person to ever swim the length of Kinneret and also the 6th American. So I was really, really happy. The water was outstanding and just beautiful.
Now, most people swim across the Kinneret from east to west or west to east, but you did it from north to south. And as you said, very few people have done this. Why?
Well, I did it because, I wanted to spend a little more time in the water and just feel the full breadth of the body of water. And so, I wanted to also think about that this is the cradle of civilization. Mm-hmm. And coming here to swim in these waters is very, very special to me. And I try through all of my swims, this will be my, I've done 5 different swims around the world that no one else has done, such as the Caribbean and Lake Pontchartrain in New Orleans. Mm. So I wanted to add this to the swimming to really think about water as the divine, as something that is really a religious substance and a sacrament. It's something that keeps us alive in this planet. It is the veins and the very body of the planet. And so that's what I wanted to swim for.
It certainly is a very divine presence there. I mean, this is the area where Jesus preached to his disciples fished in this water. Did you feel anything special about that?
I sure did. And I meditated and thought a lot about water of the world today, and that I think water is the most critical issue of our time, and that we don't realize it yet, the stress we're putting on the planet and our water systems and our waterways. And I don't think we respect water enough. Now, I do want to say that the water of Kinneret was beautiful, crystal clear and clean. And you can always feel the taste of a water, anywhere you are in the world. It'll, mm-hmm. it'll tell you a lot about the place, the kind of how the water feels and how it looks and how it tastes. And so it was a beautiful body of water. And for that, I did feel something very special.
Now, Matthew, I understand you're writing a book now. Tell us about that.
You betcha. I've just published a book called Ignition, and it's on communication strategies and how we can create stronger connections. But I realized, Arye, that nobody really wanted to hear stuff about communication strategy and that they were much more interested in my swimming.
Okay.
So I'm writing a book called Soul is Waterproof, and it's coming out through CG Sports Publishing next fall. So I'm trying to finish it up. And this swim is going to be the last chapter of this book to talk about this very issue of water on the planet and bringing a new respect and a new way of managing our water and the way that we interact with it as a species and as humans. So that's what the book is about, and it's about, my 5 other record swims that I've done and telling the story of water and what that means through the swimming. So, yeah, called Soul is Waterproof and comes out next fall.
Now, Matthew, let me ask you finally that you've swum in lots of different places in the world, but when you tell people you're going to Israel, when you go back from here and you say, I was in the Sea of Galilee, does that strike a special chord among people?
Absolutely. When I tell people that I was coming over, they really couldn't believe it. And it was very, very unique. And so I think I'm going to have some good stories going back. But it wasn't just the swim of the trip. It was also the relationships and the people, and also a very special Seder for Passover that was very moving. And I really appreciated the hospitality and the friends and the stories. It was amazing.
Well, Matthew, it's been a pleasure meeting with you and hearing your story about your historic swim here. Only the sixth American to swim from the north to the south of the Sea of Galilee. And how many in the world in history?
38.
Only 38 people. 38
have done lengthwise, whether it's south to north or north to south.
Amazing, amazing. What a feat and what a wonderful experience out here in the Holy Land. And Matthew, thank you so much for talking to us.
I really appreciate the time, and it was wonderful calling here from the Sinai. And thank you very much. A really special experience, and I have loved my time in Israel.